Oh.
All right, everybody, and we are back for another episode of the Gaming Issue. And I can't say as always anymore because, as you all see from one of our previous episodes or episode we're about to post, that there are more people coming on and talking on the podcast than just myself and Laws. But as always, I'm Tay.
I'm Malachi.
And that's Malachi. Okay. So, all right, everybody. Man. So a lot has been going on in the gaming industry, as always. I feel like a lot is always going on. And we just recently came we're coming off a down drift because we just knocked out some things at AfroTech. And we got to talk to a few of you guys' favorite game developers. I think we had a piece with us, so stay tuned because we had a piece with Riot Games, that they just dropped Arcane. They also had a collab with Fenty Beauty. We also got to talk to Supercell. So if you guys are big fans
Supercell.
of that Clash of Clans, then boom, we got to talk to Supercell. We also had a little snippet with PlayStation. Pokemon didn't really want to talk to us, sadly. I don't know. They just
Yeah,
didn't want to talk to us.
they trying to handle that Palworld
Yeah,
lawsuit.
they trying to handle that scandal. They trying to figure that out. But yeah, we got to talk to a lot of people and more. So stay tuned for that. That's gonna be being released on some of our socials. But man, a lot going on. So we do have a few topics for you guys today, and we just gonna jump right in because we know you don't want to hear us just sit here and chit chat about nothing. You guys want to hear what the issues are. So let's see. First issue coming up. Man, actually, we were just talking about something before we hopped on. So we're actually gonna continue that conversation while we are live. But we got to talk to an individual that works for the NBA PR. So we were able to speak to him on a few things, and according to him, that game that everybody loves so much that has everybody in a chokehold, NBA 2K, is going to be seeing some combat changes.
Allegedly.
NBA 2K, I wouldn't call it an issue per se, because the issue doesn't affect every community, but I'd say for some of my brothers in the black community, 2K got these people in a chokehold because I done seen some crazy things done for some VC. I done seen some crazy things done, and I done seen people play more virtual games than they go play actual pickup basketball. They'll play the whole season through, and you won't see your homie for months after a new 2K drop. He played the whole season from his rookie year all the way through his from his rookie year all the way to the championship.
They're
Straight
not
up.
playing. They're not playing at all.
Not playing at all. They are fighting wars to see who gets that 99 overall first. And I don't know. I don't know. Me personally, and I don't know about Laws, I don't play 2K.
I don't play that shit.
I don't play NBA 2K. I like Madden. I'll play some Madden, but when it comes to
Madden
NBA
cool.
2K, I'd be like, damn. Like, and I won't lie to you, I suck at it. So this is a bias. This is a biased opinion. Like I'm saying, like I get on 2K and I get slapped. So just because I suck at it, I used to play it back in 2016. I was a little better at 2K and I could get it. But of course, 2K has gone through some dynamic changes since 2016. But now, when I've been trying to get into the recent ones within this decade, I'm like, I can't get into it. I want to be hip. I want to be that guy. Back in high school, everybody had to play 2K. If you didn't play 2K, you wasn't cool. Oh, you ain't get that new 2K? Oh, you weird. Like, I was wasting money just to say I had it. Never even played it. Telling people,
Never
hey,
even played
I got a 98
it.
overall, 98, 98, 97. In reality, I ain't had none of that. But yeah. Ah, man. Okay. So we are going to talk about one thing, though. We're going to
What
talk
you gonna
about
talk about?
one major topic. So we're going to speak a little bit on the woke initiatives in gaming. Good or bad? Good or bad? There was a time in gaming where if it was like a create your own character type of game, it'd be something simple. Like there would be a lack thereof black hairstyles. You could only rock a fade. You could only rock a fade.
The
Like,
Caesar, the Afro, and then maybe some cornrows,
yeah,
and maybe some dreadlocks. That
fade,
much.
afro, cornrows, and you were praying that they had some locks in that motherfucker. You were praying, and if they had locks didn't really become a major thing until the Killmonger locks. And then every single game started putting the side swoop locks in that motherfucker. Like
Yeah, every game.
every game. And nobody was doing that. And it wasn't because you weren't asking for it. And it was just nobody was putting the spotlight on black hairstyles, I feel like, up until then. And that's crazy because the Black Panther movie probably did, everything did change after that when it came to gaming, movies. People were like, okay, we can now really start throwing in some black hairstyles. And we all know we don't just rock a high top fade of some waves and a pro. Like, we don't just rock that. But yeah, so now games are trying to be more inclusive. They're trying to add in more black hairstyles. They're trying to add in more black characters. Because there used to be a time where you go and play a game and you'd have one black character in the whole game and he wouldn't really even be black. He just look black. You'd be like some tan man. Or they hit you with the, yeah, you know, he's from a faraway land. That's how it always went in every game. He's from a faraway land, very, very far away. It's rare you see this type of person. But we all know that that's not how it is. So in my personal opinion, I actually enjoy the woke initiative in games. I think that it was a long time coming because for, I mean, as a people, we've been around forever. Everybody has been around for a very long time. And now I think that games are finally saying, okay, we can't build a world, especially one where it's either a historical depiction of our world or a future depiction of our world, without finally adding in like some people of color, adding in some people with a little bit of melanin. And it's cool because now you get to see yourself in games. And game that just came out, Dragon Age Veilguard, they added in a black elf. His name was Davern,
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
His name was Davern, and he was all tatted up with elvish tattoos, and then he had a has some short dreads on him, and he looked fresh. I give it to him. He looked fresh. The new Call of Duty game, one of their main characters, black male. Like dude sitting here rocking a high top and some chains, and dude smooth. Like, I see a lot of people hopping on COD choosing that as their operator. Like, he isn't no funny from the time period that it's in. He's actually rocking the style that black people were rocking in that time period.
And Fortnite has a lot of black skins too that I've seen a lot of people make edits on and just appreciate. You can go on TikTok and see all of those, so for sure.
It was a long time coming. And
It's
don't
not a
get me
woke
wrong.
initiative to me. I don't think it's even woke. I think if you say, you know what I'm saying, like a simple thing is like hairstyles being woke initiative, I feel like you're just sensitive. Like you're that's like Mike, you about to hop on, you know, some role playing game and you get angry by hairstyles. What? Like you be all right.
The woke
You be all right.
initiative. And of course, then we also had to talk about the tidbits where they start adding in racial issues and things. In my opinion, if you're
Like
making a
what?
fictional game, I don't think that you should add in stuff that is happening in our realistic world and be like, yeah, so we're just gonna throw in some things about like real life racism.
Unless it's like Red Dead Redemption, I mean, I would understand. But like, if it's role playing, who gives a fuck? Like,
If it was
you
real,
know.
but even then, Red Dead Redemption is still, a historical depiction of Earth. So it's like,
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fine. That's fine. That's respect. Like, that makes sense. But I'm saying, like, if we're in a fantasy world,
Exactly.
who gives a fuck?
Who gives it? Like, I
Like.
hate when they build a fantasy world and say, hey, don't forget to add some racism towards the black people.
Yeah, like. Like usually
Why?
nine times out of ten the racism in fantasy games are usually towards like ogres or
Ogres,
whatever the
orcs,
fuck and
elves,
yeah
like it's a
shit
it,
like
you
that.
throw it in there. Like, that's when I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, now we can throw that in there because it's fantasy. And then we're just, nowadays we do have to discuss these issues because it seems as though like these are things that we're trying to, I guess, modernize the world where, of course, myself and Laws were only in our mid-20s, but now that the people that were already that are our age way back when we were 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 and everything, they're playing games and now they're kind of wanting to see these things. So in their minds, this is just how the world is right now. But from
Right.
our perspective, games didn't used to be like that. They were pushing these woke initiatives. They were trying to add more gay characters. They were trying to add more trans characters. They were trying to say, hey, look, this is what things are. This is what stuff is now. And then I remember in the past that it was rocky because you had people that weren't even in these communities saying, I can do this, I can take the writing for this. And it
Right.
ended up just being people just I feel like it was making stuff up as they went along or trying to fit into the culture, trying to be that niche. And then inadvertently, they were just making matters worse. And they were either trying, it ended up being like an embarrassment to the developers because it was like, what were you doing? Like, it's like you, and I feel like it was also a setup for the people that they tasked to write it because that's how gaming corporations are. They have a writer and they say, I need you to write this. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah, definitely, like, especially because, like, you gotta think, like, back then, like, I think, like, the most diverse you got was, like, Dark Souls or, like, Mass Effect, where, like, you know what I'm saying? You could, like, interact and mingle, you know what I'm saying? And even flirt with any character that you want, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so far it was kind of limited, although, like, you know, different multiple endings and outcomes and shit like that. But that's what, you know what I'm saying, as far as diversity went. Now you can do, like, you can do anything. You can make your character to look just like you and do exactly what you would do in a situation and stuff like that. So I
Exactly,
mean,
exactly. And
it's pretty smooth.
that reminds me of of something that I know is gonna set you off.
What?
CD Projekt Cyberpunk 2077. I remember when that game was first marketed. It
I'm
was
not even gone.
be all you can be, do all you can do. And I remember the trailer made it seem like you can do whatever you wanted. They
Fuck
had
that game.
you walking down the street, riding the metro. They had you in a flying car. They had you climbing on walls. And I was like, bro, like, I remember rappers were making songs. Samsung dropped the CD Projekt Red phone. They made the car that V's car. Like there was a company that made V's car. It brought back the Porsche from Porsche even said, hey, look, we'll bring back Johnny Silverhand's Porsche and we'll sell a special model. It was the biggest thing. I remember like everybody was there was
It was
whole
hot.
like fucking like Bryson Tiller did a whole cyberpunk album. And it was based off the game. And he said, yeah, I love Cyberpunk. I love the concept. And this was something we never seen before. Everybody was hype over what we seen on the trailer and some limited gameplay that wasn't even real gameplay. I don't know what game we were playing at those E3 conventions because it was way different when it came out. But yeah, you could be anything.
And then that game dropped.
It
Game
dropped.
dropped. And there's someone that got it at the time, mind you, at the time I got it for PS4. That shit was garbage. I think it was like 2020, I think the game dropped. Shit was absolute dog water. It was like, I can't explain it. Like, I remember I couldn't even like play the game for like the first 2 hours. And then like it was downhill from there. I had to go to my next door neighbor who got the game, and because he had a PS5, and even then it was, you know, it was a little bit better, but like I was like, what the fuck? And so I returned that shit. I returned it, and I think now, I mean, I'm pretty sure obviously all the bugs are fixed and stuff like that, but like I think it was like 3 or 4 years later, the game is fully complete and fully finished and fully fixed, and I'm like, wow. Wow. I remember actually at the time, I remember, and I'm pretty sure their post is still up, and I'm pretty sure they got backlash for it. When like tw the first 24 hours of the game dropping, I remember that like the dev said, like, oh, well, the game wasn't meant for PS4, it wasn't meant for the older generation consoles. And I think that's like absolute like crap and bull crap because, like, okay, I'll give you that. It's not meant for the older generation consoles. If it's not meant for that, why drop it on there in the first place? And
Remember.
mind you, this is after the backlash. Like, you didn't even say that beforehand. You didn't even warn us. Just here you go.
I remember people dropping gameplay footage for it that were on the P4s and the Xbox Ones, and it looked as though it just looked so bad. And I didn't believe it at first until I had a, like one of my buddies had it on an older console and was like, it's unplayable. I was like, what do you mean it's unplayable? Like, it's unplayable. Like, you were, it looked like they were, it looked like they were playing a PlayStation 2 game. And I was like,
Isn't it
dude.
like, isn't it single player? It wasn't even all, there was no multiplayer, right?
No, there was no multiplayer. So people
Boo.
were loading up at
Boo.
home. But I feel like
So.
there would have been no way to really conceptualize that game as a multiplayer game. We recently received some backlash on the Hogwarts Legacy thing we posted, where a lot of people were in the comments like, "I couldn't see this being." I was like, "You couldn't see multiplayer.
What?
You couldn't see."
Like, that doesn't make sense. That don't make sense. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. You cannot convince me. You cannot convince me that Hogwarts can a Hogwarts game can be single player. There, and you can't fathom it being a multiplayer. You don't you can't fathom that. Like, your homie is fucking what? Gryffindor, and you're fucking Slytherin, and then your other homie is motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, different houses, and you guys are bursting each other, or you know, whether it's a battle or fucking and fucking Quidditch, you don't think that? Like,
Yeah, that was
come on.
and a lot of people said that it was something that was necessary because yeah, the game did feel empty after you beat it. And now, of course, they're saying that they're pushing the DLC for us. But I'm like, well,
Boo,
the
the
moment's
train's gone.
passed.
The
Yeah,
train is gone.
I can't.
Gone.
I don't like, because I'm pretty sure Elden Ring came out after Hogwarts, and we've already got Elden Ring's DLC.
Yeah, it did. It did. I think so. It did.
And it closed the gap. Everything got wrapped up. We loved it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, like you can't wait 3, 4 years and say, here's the DLC, guys, because the
Here's the
moment's already
DLC.
passed. You should have just
We
been
yeah.
working on a different game at this
We need to
point.
start like bashing these gaming companies. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I hate going back to, you know what I'm saying, the first episode and stuff like that. Again, Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man 2. Like, it not getting no DLCs is by far practically insane. And then for them to be like, oh, in addition, you know what I'm saying, no DLCs, here's New Game Plus. Here's you can also change the weather in the game, and here's some bullshitty ass skins.
Yeah, I had a good sound.
What is that? And like, a DLC should come out at least before the first year mark of the game. Period. Period. I'm just saying, even the Suicide Squad game, despite it being crap, they still drop new characters. They did. They did
They
it.
did. They did, and I don't know a single person that played that game.
I don't know a single person that plays it now.
And the same shit happened to the Marvel game that they dropped all that time ago.
Yeah,
Were
the Avengers game.
And I don't see how these developers are cool with just dropping a game that no one plays
Dropping
six
it
months
and
later.
then like it, like bro, like yeah, it's
It's sick. It's sick. And it's like, okay, like I don't know. I feel like that wastes everybody's time. It wastes our time. It wastes the developers' time. And even in the big corporations that push this on the game developers, where it's like, no, we need a game like this because it's going to sell. They should be ashamed of
yeah.
themselves too, because that's putting a lot of work and a lot of stress on the people that actually, bare bones make these games that spend 8 to 12 hours working on this game or more. Because we also hear that a lot of gaming developers at the ground level are overworked and underpaid. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time to animate, a lot of time to voice act, a lot of time to do a bunch of the choreography that's required for some of these games. And it's like, whoa, like, niggas only played it for 30 days?
Yeah.
Like, at
Like,
that
I don't know,
point.
like, I don't know. Like, they need to like let these developers, you know what I'm saying, the animators take their time and actually back them for these projects. A lot of these projects that have been dropping lately, like, it's like you have such a huge, like a major corporation, huge budget, you drop it, that's it, bye. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the Suicide Squad game could have, like, when it first dropped, it was interesting. It did look good. I remember a lot of people were like, okay, this is good, especially considering the fact Gotham Knights came out not almost a year beforehand. That was a total dumpster fire. And so people needed something DC, something people needed something DC and fun, and they were like, "Boom, Suicide Squad. Okay, cool, looks good." And then we started seeing more and more, and we're like, "Oh, this is getting bad." And it's terrible. It's just terrible. It
And
doesn't matter, but I think the only good thing about it, about stuff like that, is you know the game Alien Isolation. The devs have already said they're making a sequel to it. And I'm so grateful for it. I feel like we like, and the horror genre as a whole in the gaming industry is very kind of niche and
Yeah.
like, what's the word? Like we're always hungry. As like a horror game fan, we're always hungry for more. We want to know what's next because like I remember like the real main lead into the horror game industry was Friday the 13th. I remember when that first came out, before it was even Friday the 13th, it was known as Camp Blood or some stuff like that. And they were, kickstarting it. I remember the first trailer, and it was obviously an obvious like play on Friday the 13th. And then, from what I remember, I think it was like the creator of the movies was like, "Oh, like, do you just need me to clear it for you to call it Friday the 13th?" And they're like, "Yeah, if you don't mind." And he was like, "All right, here you go." Like, so they're like, "Oh, bet." And then it boosted it. The budget was up. And they named it Friday the 13th, and it became a huge thing. I still have it on my PS5. I have it on my PS5. I at least play it maybe like once or twice a month. And you can hop on that game right now. I could literally do it right now, and you could get on the full server on God. The game is still active and it still plays, but the
And they
lawsuit happened, the game shut down, but we have Dead by Daylight now. And don't get me started on that fucking game. I hate that game.
And the
I hate that game.
concepts are pretty like just hunter killer. Like it's like don't
Yeah.
die or kill everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean that's also one thing that I do want to change on the concept. Like we need more games like Resident Evil. We need more horror-centered games like Resident Evil. And the Dark Pictures Anthology series is good, but it's also very linear. It's very story structured, very story focused, and short.
Yeah.
Resident Evil is has a whole drawn out storyline. It has its horror scenes, and I feel like a lot of people don't. It's like you said, it's a very small niche, so a lot of developers don't go into it like, oh, we gonna make a horror game because it always ends up we know who's gonna play it. The people
Correct.
that play and then but the community is loyal. The community will keep playing until you shut the server down.
Yeah, until the fucking the until the wheels are off, like until there's no car left, and that's honest. You know what I'm saying? Again, like when we looked at Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead is still thriving well. You know what I'm saying? It is that's how this the horror game genre is as a whole. Like they just love anything horror. People still play Alien Isolation. And it kind of like revamped up like the hype for Alien Isolation, which is like I'm pretty sure it's a 10-year-old game, if not more. When the movie Alien Romulus dropped, like I seen a big surge in just people playing Alien Isolation and them just hyping it up, and that's when the devs were like, "Hey, like Alien Isolation 2, like we've seen you, we heard you, and we're working on it." So I can't wait for that. I think especially because like the Alien franchise as a whole, like they drop kind of like very mid games. It's kind of like lame. Like I think they did like Alien Fire Team Elite Bull, like some bull crap like that. That was garbage. And then like they dropped like another Alien game, I think this year. That was garbage. We like Alien Isolation is perfect. It's probably the most perfect horror game ever. It's so good. It's so good. So I can't wait for them to work on this game, take their time, and give us more. I hope it's multiplayer. I know I'm a broken record. I'm a broken record. I don't care. Multiplayer is awesome. It's fun. I don't care if it's just two players. That will be fun to see. You know what I'm saying? You and a friend on this stranded, messed up ship against these damn xenomorphs, just trying to survive. I just think that's already fun. It was already fun doing it alone. I think we should do multiplayer too, but that's just me.
And we're inter but my thing, because Alien Romulus was crash hit super success. I enjoyed it.
Yes, and it was supposed to be on streaming. It was supposed to be a Hulu exclusive. Alien Romulus was supposed to be a Hulu exclusive. I don't know why they said theatrical release, but whoever like pushed for that, thank God, thank you, because it quite literally saved the franchise. It saved it, like it saved it.
And then
Like I think it's the highest grossing movie of the year. I think so.
we are entering an era where video games are starting to depend on movies and movie stars to the point where we are seeing more celebrities pop up in video games as like full on like with Cyberpunk, like Keanu
Like
Reeves
what?
as Johnny Silverhand.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's now a new game coming out based upon the Star Citizen universe where Henry Cavill is literally in the universe along with some
Oh
other stuff.
yeah, you're right. Is it Star Citizen or is
It's a
it
star. It's
Warhammer?
based in the Star Citizen universe.
Okay,
But the game is called something else, but it's within the universe built by the developers of Star Citizen. And for those of you that don't know, Star Citizen is a big crowdfunded development where it's been going on for years. They've been trying to they spent almost the past decade trying to develop this game. And it's what you do is you just go in, you purchase what's called you make a donation. Your key, your token to play the game is what you want to donate, and then they have prices that range from really small to really large. And then depending on how much you donate as your starting investment also determines what you get as you when you start the game. But
That's
yeah,
dope. That's actually pretty
it's
dope.
been an interest of a lot of people because we kind of wanted to they ended up thinking they were starting a game and they ended up building a whole universe. So now we're seeing celebrities decide to hop in the game, and a lot of people are making games where they want to drop in a celebrity. And I was watching something on the news yesterday, and it was an interview with 50 Cent, and he said, and he was telling one of the people that he mentors, he was like, look, if you're gonna do something successful, don't make a movie, make a series. He said, because if you make a movie, it requires a big name, it requires a celebrity, it requires actors. You're gonna need names. It's gonna cost money. That's what brings people to watch movies. He said, if you make a series, you just need talent. You just need to have talented actors that are gonna get the series talked about, that are gonna do something. And that's true. We've seen a lot of new series come out of the woodwork
I
if the
mean,
actors are talented. Abbott Elementary. Abbott Elementary. Just talented actors. No big
yeah, but
name.
you could also say like Alien Romulus stuff. Like it's not a series, it was a movie. And
It
those
was, yeah.
that was nearly all new actors,
New actors.
ideally.
And you could, talent. It works kind of both ways. So it's like, but even then, it was still small. Like, its release wasn't as major. And people, and it was more so word of mouth, kind of like with the series. Like, we said, hey, no, that movie is good over there. You should go watch it. Because I think it also came out around the same time as like a large movie, something big that came out.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And it shows like as long as you really have the talent nowadays, and it's the same within games. Like if you can really make something that took talent, it doesn't matter if it's a new project, we're gonna play it. It might take us a while to
Yeah.
find it. It might take us a while to find it. But a
Just
talent,
market it. I think marketing, yeah, marketing is really everything.
marketing, and a talent's development always attracts people. It may take a while, but we'll find a game and then we'll start playing it forever. There are games on my console that I will never delete. There are games on my PC that I'll never delete because I know that there are safe. It's a safe, fun community in some of those games. Minecraft will never be like. I remember when Minecraft came out. I remember when Minecraft was still just Mojang. Bless
$20 and just digging and vibing. Bless you.
Thank you. And that's all it was. You just
And still is almost.
fill in.
I mean.
It's a growing universe. Originally when Microsoft purchased Mojang, it was like one of the biggest gaming corporation like takeovers. Like they were like, we need Minecraft. Because Minecraft was so little but could become so much. You dropped in a world, procedurally generated, and go. There was a time that some of these kids don't remember where Minecraft didn't have bosses.
Yeah, no, it just had the dragon, I
Just
think, and that
said,
was kind of
and
it. That
the
was it.
dragon still came a little. Like, we still had to wait for the end to get the dragon, and it was just the world, and it was like, oh, like you could go mine, like you just went and mine straight to the point.
It was just that, and you know what I'm saying, maybe the occasional, like that's what spawned the myth of Herobrine. Like, you know, everybody was watching Skydust Minecraft and Captain Sparkles. Like that was their time to shine. Like YouTube was at its peak at the time.
And it was huge. There were people building marvels of blocks, like marvels of industry out of blocks, where it's like, whoa, you built that. You wanted to go home and mimic the build. And you can play Minecraft and not even in time will just go by like that. Because you can really you're stuck. You're quite literally stuck. Minecraft is one of those games where there is where it really does def like take away your concept of time. It's like, how long have we been playing? 6 hours? There's
And
very few
it didn't even start
games.
off on console. It didn't even start off on
It
console
didn't
either,
start
which
off
is
on
the crazy
PC.
part.
Console used to get like all the like we got things very slowly. Like
Yeah.
you PC would get the
I
end. Consoles would just now be getting you can tame ocelots now.
Yeah, I think it
Like
didn't it go on. It went on Xbox first, because that's why Microsoft had bought it.
yeah.
Yeah, I remember PlayStation was salty as fuck. They were salty as fuck when that shit got
And
Xbox.
I was we used to
Oh
sit up
shit.
in school and be like, "Hey, you gonna go play Minecraft later? Like when we get out of school?" Yeah,
Hell
I'm gonna play
yeah.
Minecraft. It was
It's a
like
wrap.
it was two things we were playing: Minecraft and Grand Theft Auto Five. It was two things. That's
Yeah.
it. We were playing
Yeah.
Minecraft and Grand Theft Auto Five. That was the school rotation. And you, it wasn't. Yeah, it got to a point where motherfuckers
And
be like,
Black Ops 2.
you still play Minecraft?" But nowadays, those same people you could hit up and be like, "You trying to play some Minecraft?" And they might hit you with Minecraft, but you can
Yeah.
still get them to play it. There were so many people when we were at a Black Tech Week talking about Minecraft at Afrotech. It was people are using games like Minecraft and Roblox now to determine certain architectural developments. Like they're building worlds in there. Like, hey, like if we can do it in Roblox and Minecraft, we could probably potentially make it work in real life if
Yeah.
we do this right. And it's to the point where you now see those kids that used to play Minecraft and Roblox. They're like some of the best engineers out. And I've
Yeah.
seen so many articles, so many tabloids where they were like, "How did you like what put this idea in your mind to build this like thing on this grand scale?" Oh, Minecraft.
Yeah.
What? Like, yeah, Minecraft. I built it in Minecraft or Roblox, and I seen that I had to do it. Like, I knew that we could do it. It allows you to put something that's imaginary into frame and into perspective and figure out like what is it gonna be. Because I
Yeah.
think I might have built the Eye of Sauron in Minecraft. I built the whole tower of like whole thing. And I
Yeah.
was like, damn, it's possible.
Yeah. Everything's possible in Minecraft. The goated.
Oh man. Crazy world that we live in nowadays. And there's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to. There's a lot of things that I'm not looking forward
And it's
to.
$30. I forgot to add that.
Yeah,
Minecraft is
it's
about
only
$30
$30.
now.
Or you can some days it's 10 cent. Like some days it's $1 to 99 cent, 99 cent to $1, depending on when you get it. Sometimes they just and if you
They
got Game
loyal.
Pass, they just give it to you. You just
They
here's your
loyal.
Minecraft.
They listen, they're loyal. They know what's up.
And there's a lot of things now that the year is coming to a conclusion and we're finding ourselves in mid-November. I feel like looking back on gaming, it's been a pretty good year.
Rough. Rough.
It's been rough for some, but I mean, honestly, I say Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree was something great that we got this year.
Don't forget the real. Never forget Helldivers. That was a great way to start off the year.
Helldivers.
And then Suicide Squad follows suit.
I have to mention it might not have been the best year for gaming. I might
Oh,
be thinking of last
I
year.
haven't played it. I should have played it. But yeah, Helldivers, and then Suicide Squad, and then I'm trying to think what other game came out. I don't think did Resident Evil. No, Resident Evil 4 came out last year, I think. The remake. Did it come out this year? Look
Nah, I
it
don't
up.
think.
When did Resident Evil 4 come out? The remake.
It didn't come out this year. Ah,
Oh,
okay.
okay.
I got it now. Let me see. So, this is what we got this year. And January gave us Power World on the 19th of January.
Oh shit, it did. Breaking
Yeah,
Records,
19th of
Power
January.
World.
Last of Us Part 2 came out the same day.
Part two, the remaster or the game?
Remastered, Part 2 remastered. Yeah.
Boo. That's so dumb. That was such a cash grab, but we're not gonna talk about it. Like The Last of Us Part Two came out like what, a year or two ago? And then a remaster.
Remastered.
At this rate, it's about to be 2025. they're gonna have a whole new they're gonna have a whole new game. Like, bro,
They
come
had
on
to
now.
at this point. And then we also
That
got
that's a
Tekken,
cash grab.
the new Tekken.
Yes, sir, goated.
Suicide Squad hit us February the 2nd.
Game of the year.
Kill the Justice. Along with some Persona 3 Reload that I went back in because I'm used to play Persona 3 on PSP.
Cash grab,
So when it
cash
came
grab.
out, yeah, they got my cash too. And then they also remastered Tomb Raider 1 through 3.
I didn't buy it, but it was goated though. It looked really nice. It looked better than the Grand Theft Auto trilogy
And
remaster.
they said that they're thinking about doing a Tomb Raider. They're doing another film. They want to do another Tomb Raider film.
Yeah, I think they said the actress Sophia Turner is playing her. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm kind of here for it. I'm down to see it. That's all I can say. I mean, I'm here for it. We'll see how it goes.
Let's see. Oh, we also got
What?
Skull and Bones in February. That
Oh
it that
shit,
got
yeah.
taken down like a month after it was released.
Yeah. Why did it take it out? Was it because of like sales or like what happened to it?
Servers, sales, like there was it. I don't know. It was supposed to be like this free world pirate game, but in reality, we already got that technically. If you play Sea
Yeah.
of Thieves or
Sea of Thieves,
Assassin's Creed
yeah.
Black Flag.
Yeah, I think that Skull and Bones, like, yeah, they shut down a month later, and then like Sea of Thieves like said, hey, we're coming to PlayStation.
They
We're
remastered it.
gonna
Yeah, we're coming to
we're
PlayStation and
coming.
we're remastered. Like now we're for next gen consoles. And it
They
was
said,
like,
well,
oh.
that's over. They're dead. Let's go to PlayStation. That's funny
Yeah,
as fuck.
I'd have never I told like when that game came out, I was like, this isn't gonna be good.
Did you play it? Did you look at it? I haven't even seen gameplay for
They
it.
eventually like because I have that Ubisoft membership where you can play a game for a little bit. So I hopped on. The tutorial took me probably about an hour to
Oh,
2 hours. And at that point, if the tutorial takes
it was
that long, I just
Ubisoft.
give up.
It
Yeah.
was Ubisoft. Yikes.
They
Yikes.
remastered in March, they remastered the classic Battlefront. Star Wars Battlefront Classic came
They
out.
did. And I think
Yep.
everyone played it for like 48 hours and dumped it.
Dumped it. And then Dragon's Dogma 2 came out. That was something that I did play.
Yeah, everyone played that.
It was a good story. Dragon's Dogma is always short and sweet. Like, it isn't meant to really be something that's
Yeah.
played forever. They just hit you with a good story. It was talked about. I think a lot of people had a good reception for it. Shit. And moving on to April, Grounded hit the Switch. I remember when Grounded first came out, and we were just in, like.
Yeah, that was a fun little time. It was a fun little time.
Grounded, PC game called Manor Lords that was overhyped. It was supposed to be something. It was supposed to be a merging of Total War and like Crusader Kings, but in reality
Never heard of it.
it never
Never
delivered.
heard of it.
Homeworld 3 remastered or came no Homeworld 3 came out. Ghost
Never heard
of
of it.
Tsushima Director's Cut finally made its way to PC from being a PS5 exclusive.
I've actually never played
That's
it.
crazy.
I know, right? I have it. I actually have it. I literally have it on my PlayStation, but I've
And just
never played it.
never
Never
played.
played it. Never played it. I've seen like two or three videos. I understand its great significance in the gaming community, and I totally believe that it. I think it got Game of the Year when it came out, but I just never played it. I never played it, but I will though. One day I will play. I promise you, I will.
And then we made it to June. June gave us Destiny 2, the final shape, the closing out of the so
Yeah.
long Destiny. And it was good. It got a lot of reviews. They said that it was one of Destiny 2's best DLCs, but so I give it up to Bungie for closing the game out with a banger because Destiny 2
Yeah.
has been around for years. De Destiny
Yeah.
probably concluded when I was about to graduate our high school. And then through college, it was just Destiny 2. And I'm glad because it gives the developers a big break because Destiny 2, it was one of those games where they made them to just last. It was like, we're always going to feed you when it's time to be
Yeah.
fed. But I mean, it's Bungie. Bungie, once they moved from Halo, Destiny became their crown jewel, and I feel like they really delivered with that final DLC. But it was also a tough month because they were competing with the smash hit Elden Ring: Shadow of the Erdtree that came out in
Damn.
June as well, which
I mean, those are both kind of like, I feel like there's like fans that like Destiny 2, kind of like Elden Ring, but also that's kind of like two separate.
yeah.
fan
Two
base,
separate
you know what
things.
I'm saying? So I mean, that I don't think they were competing. They, and especially if they were closing. Like if they, if I'm closing something, I'm not competing with nothing. I'm done.
Done.
Like
Finished.
I'm done. So and yeah, I mean, and that Elden Ring DLC, yeah, that was like a whole new game,
Whole new game.
whole new game.
Huge.
And I think that was the biggest since like the Colosseum thing or whatever before that and everything. So that was really a big thing, and that's how a DLC, you know, should be done.
Should be done. And then
But
Star Wars
you know,
Hunters also dropped. When they went to a
Star Wars
mobile,
Hunters,
iOS, and
what's that?
Switch, where was their battle royale? Star Wars Hunters. You probably
Never
seen a
heard of
few
it.
of the trailers.
I
They
seen
also
Star
dropped
Wars Outlaw.
an indie IP drop called Still Wakes the Deep, where you were trapped on an oil rig after striking a oil vein that brought in energies from a different dimension, a different universe. I personally
Okay.
played it and reviewed it. It was a wonderful game. I liked it. It kind of followed after the Dark Pictures Anthology series, where it was a narrative game. It was a narrative piece. You played a character that worked and lived on the oil rig, and it started you with his story, and then boom, it threw you into a horror. Like, there were some things that got me a little terrified. I won't lie. I was like, whoa. I was like,
Yeah.
some of the stuff that it was delivering. And it was one of those things where it's like them games that say, okay, now you came up from the bottom of the oil rig, you see the sunlight, now you got to go back down into the dark. You got to go into
Yeah,
engineering. It's flooded. Like,
that's funny.
what? I just came out of there.
Was it on Steam or like how much was it? Well, I, like was it on Steam
It's on
console?
Steam. I think it's only on there for like $30, normal indie game prices. I caught it on Game Pass, actually. So it came out on Game Pass, and I was able to download it for free.
You Game Pass warriors,
Yeah,
boo.
Game Pass, it allows you to be able to play a lot of things.
Boo.
Moving to July, I feel like July seen Final Fantasy 14 Dawn Trail come out.
Didn't play it.
We also got to see what I feel like a big one came out here in July. Oh,
Didn't
Teenage Mutant Ninja.
July.
College Football 25 from EA Sports made a
NCAA,
comeback. Made a comeback.
that was definitely something for sure, and a lot
After
of
being
people
gone
like
for almost 10 years, they were like, hey, look, we're gonna bring back college football.
perfect timing. Perfect
And
timing.
people are still playing that today, more so than Madden. I see a lot of colleges releasing that game. We got a lot of young individuals now, a lot of young talent playing college football, and they got to see themselves in a
Yeah.
video game. So I feel like it brought a big spotlight on college football. And not only that, they took care of the players. So every player that allowed themselves to be put in the game received a free copy of the game. So every
That's
player that
good.
yeah every everybody and that all the teams that from the NCAA that were showed in the game, for every player that allowed themselves to be conceptualized and played in the game, they received a free copy.
That's good for them for
So
like
yeah,
supporting the
shout
game.
out to EA for doing that and actually feeding the players.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a good chance for, you know, people who aren't at that level in the NFL to, you know, still see themselves in such a game in a big budget and in such a detailed way. That's pretty dope to see.
Most definitely. And then we made our way to August, where we got to see Valorant come to PS5 and
Valorant
Xbox Series X.
peak. Yeah, I
Valorant.
know. People were big hyped about that. I haven't played it personally. It's like I don't know. I feel like if I hopped in Valorant right now, it's gonna be like as if I hop into Rainbow Six right now. You, it's
It's
you're,
hardcore gameplay. People don't play with their Valorant. Like, people do not
yeah.
play around in
I think it's like it's. I'm not gonna say like it's a point and click game, but it's kind of like a Counter Strike. It's like Counter Strike. So it's. It's a game where a lot of people who play it have been playing it forever and are
Forever.
very good. Very
Forever.
good.
Later that month in August, we were able to see ourselves playing Black Myth Wukong, which is a game that
Yes.
we covered personally here.
Might be
Black
game of
Myth
the year.
Wukong. It was, for all of you that don't know, it was made by a Chinese developer, and you can play the game in its native language of Chinese or Mandarin. You can play it in its native language, or you can play it in English. But the game is meant to be played in Chinese.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't? heard of Black Myth Wukong.
Exactly.
That's
Who
a
had it, it's something where
that's
everybody's now awaiting the DLC. And actually, Black Myth Wukong, just for Twitch's Streamer Awards, was nominated as one of the top stream games. Like, most people want to see people play Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah,
And what
it was big. It was
it was
huge.
big. It was big. And of course, it's one of those games where then the modding community takes over until that DLC comes out and feeds you, keeps feeding you, like, hey, let's see some cool stuff that this game can do. I mean, it was hard. It was one of those games where, like, the last boss fight was extremely interactive.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert. So if you don't want to hear it, skip ahead real quick. All right. You fought Wukong as the boss. So a lot of people think you were playing as Wukong, but you were actually playing as his successor. So for the last boss fight, you had to beat Wukong. But since you all share a move set, if you're using common moves during the boss fight, there would be special cutscenes cut into the boss fight. So you wouldn't see him unless you use the move set where Wukong would counter you. He would completely counter your move set, and he'd be like, I've seen this before. This is my move. And
Yeah, I taught you this.
It would
I taught you this,
I
son.
taught you this. It would show you, like, because for Wukong is known for being a trickster. And it would, like, give you that Wukong personified, where, like, you would hit him with your staff and he would catch the staff and then look at you, or he would shrink your staff and grow it again, like, because he's like, dude, like, this is my power, like, stop messing with me, let's fight. So
I think games should start doing that more. Okay, that reminded me of when you play Last of Us Part Two, where like you've been playing as Ellie this whole time, but then in mid-game you switch to Abby, and then you play Abby to the middle part of the game again, and you have to fight Ellie as Abby, and like she's like, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy because you're kind of like fighting yourself. That's kind of funny how that works.
And then at the end of the month, we were brought by Ubisoft Star Wars Outlaws.
Game of the year. Best game ever. 10
Game
out of
of the year.
10. I wish everyone played.
I didn't touch the game personally. I don't think a lot of people that did touch the. I seen reviewers tell me personally, you might want to hold off on buying this game. Like, not they weren't shade. It was the shade where it would be like they're not telling you to explicitly not buy the game. They're not slandering, but they'd be like, yeah, if there was a game that I'd hold off on buying, it would be this one right here. Wait till it goes on. They use it. This is what reviewers say. They say, wait till it goes on sale. They don't tell you explicitly not to buy it. They just say, yeah, wait till it goes on sale and it'll be a good grab.
I don't think actually like I you know I'm a I live on base, like our GameStop, they even when the game was on sale, he was like, I wouldn't buy it. Like I might play it when it's on Game Pass, but I was like, okay, well,
I wouldn't touch
yeah,
it. It wouldn't be
and
one of those things. And then
it's
early,
terrible.
yeah. And then next month brought us something that we thought we were going to be getting for Hogwarts Legacy, but in reality, we didn't. We received Harry Potter Quidditch Champions.
Boom.
We thought we were going to be
Boom.
receiving an update to Hogwarts Legacy
Like,
in the
what
form of
was that?
DLC.
That's the same, mind you, like same house of Hogwarts, you know what I'm saying? Of that realm, of that company, of that business, of that corporation. And they were like, instead of we do something for Hogwarts to revive the game, to do whatever, to make it better, let's give them a whole other separate game. And it just be about Quidditch.
About Quidditch. That's it. About Quidditch.
That's like when Apple when they dropped the AirPod Maxes 2, quotations around that, the only thing they added was USB-C and colors. Boom. Same thing. No new chip, just colors and the USB-C.
I don't know what the
Wow.
fuck's going on with that game, honestly.
Wow. Wow. Thanks.
We did receive a gem though in September, and that was in the form of Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2.
Amen.
A game that hadn't seen another insert in over 10 years.
Crazy.
But the Warhammer player base, the Warhammer fan base, is one of those tight niches where it's like, we love Warhammer. There's been a lot of celebrities come out and say, I've been a Warhammer fan forever. And this game delivered. It was short, sweet, and cinematic to the point where you could get your buddies that only play 2K to come on and play the game. I remember I got somebody that works with us here, Mike. I was like, dude, just get the game. Motherfucker beat the game before I did. I was like, dude, what the no? And if you guys know me, like for those of y'all that don't know me, no one beats the game before me or has picked no one. I said, dude, you did what? He said, yeah, I beat it. I
Yeah,
said,
bro.
well, how
Yeah.
was it? He said, it was amazing. Not only did he beat it before me, he went back and played co-op and beat it with me for me to beat it. He went back and so that he could see the storyline again. That's how great the game was. And for those of you all that haven't played it yet, it's made by a developer that consistently updates their games. The same people that I think that they came out and they did some work on The Division for you all. It's something that it's still always going to be updated. You're always going to see it get updates, and I think that you guys should go and play it. It's one of those things where it might be one of your runners for Game of the Year. I don't know if they've released the nominees
They
yet.
ain't gonna win. They ain't gonna win,
It
but
ain't
they definitely.
it, it depending on what it's going up against, but of course we'll see. And then of course same month God of War Ragnarok came to PC. So for all those people that play PC, you got to see God of War Ragnarok, but Disney decided to do something that is back in the day for you all that don't know, Disney used to be a game hit maker. Disney could turn Mickey Mouse to an action hero. Disney made Kingdom Hearts carry ki Kingdom Hearts carried the Disney universe on its back in gaming. I'm telling you were seeing Disney characters get down like they were boxing.
Bring it back.
It bring it back. Bring back the Kingdom Hearts series. I don't care how you bring it back, whether you remaster it or you just bring back some new IPs to a complete revival. And when we were at AfroTech, I got to talk to a representative from PlayStation. I was like, because I asked him, what's his best game piece from, best PlayStation exclusive? And he was like, oh, it's he said final for him, it was Final Fantasy 14. I said, okay, Final Fantasy 14, dope. I said, for me, it's Kingdom Hearts. I said, for me, it like, I hate to break, like, I said, don't get me wrong, Final Fantasy is raw. Final Fantasy is raw. But that Kingdom Hearts 2, for me, I don't know. I don't
It
know.
was everything.
It
Don't
was
get
everything.
started. Don't
It
get
was everything. And then,
started.
honestly, all the Kingdom Hearts 2 and Kingdom Hearts 3, it was.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten a movie. That's
Surprise.
how good it is.
I mean, even though even the game was kind of a movie.
I mean, it was, but like,
Well,
I'm just surprised. Like, they like, I'm they. It deserves the movie. I'm just being honest. I think a movie would be amazing, but.
Definitely. And then Nintendo fed you guys at the end of September with Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom. So you got another piece into Legend of Zelda. Which I feel like a lot of people just wait for Legend of Zelda games to drop on Switch. I used to play Legend of Zelda games back on my Game Boy Color. I remember smacking the jars and it went ting or where you'd only had two sounds for every swing, for every sword swing.
It was good though. It was a great time.
It was a good game. You get stuck forever just looking for treasure. And then we make our way to October. I feel like October could have came a little harder. Usually we get a lot of scary games in October. I feel like I didn't get some of the scary games that I wanted to see. Diablo 4 came out with its DLC, Vessels of Hatred. I personally didn't play Diablo 4. I know a lot of people that do play it. Shout out Elon Musk. He's one of the number one Diablo 4 players in the world. I think he's like top 20.
Is he
But
number one? I thought he was the only American. I thought he was the only American, like, to place like top 10.
it may be that, but he's like one. He's the top one in within the top 20 of the world, like
Good for
Diablo.
him. Good for him, for sure.
And
Especially being the only American, like, there's a lot of Americans that
an
play
American. He's
Diablo.
South African, but yeah, he lives.
I mean,
But we also got Silent Hill 2
I
remake.
didn't play it. I should have got it. I
A lot of
don't know
people said it
why I
was
didn't
really
buy it.
good.
I don't know why I did it. getting it. I feel like I definitely need to buy it one of these days and play. We know the story though. You
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? We know the story. I don't know.
And then Sparking Zero came out that month too. Dragon Ball Sparking
Yeah.
Zero to revamp the Budokai series. You already know what my gamer tag is. It's just Young. Spelled, ITS, just normal spelling and then Young normal spelling. Y'all can we can run the work. There's people right now running the work on Sparking Zero. And I know like it's one of those games where the player base is decreased by 80, 90%. Okay, those are the motherfuckers that are getting their asses kicked. They're gonna leave the game eventually. If at this point you're not rocking at least B level in DP or singles, you've probably already left the game because you realize that learning curve is not something that it's not a wave you're riding. So yeah, but other than that, it's a dope game. I like it. I feel like for October, it's definitely one of the front runners. But then of course you got Call of Duty Black Ops 6. It was everybody's new, foray into the Black Ops series, and it was they added in some cool things, omnidirectional movement. They did a few modifications to how the game runs,
They
just
changed
to
zombies up, you
change
know.
it
I
up.
mean,
Zombies went
currently
back.
everyone's still playing it. I did not get it this year. I think I might get Call of Duty next year. At the moment, I will not get Black Ops 6.
And Warzone just dropped last Thursday, so you can now for those of y'all that don't want to buy the game, you download your Warzone and you're playing Warzone into a new Call of Duty Black Ops aspect. There has been some changes. You now can only have up to 6 plates. Some people used to rock 12 or more plates.
12. They used to rock
Yeah.
fucking 20.
Yep, you can't you can't store things in your backpack anymore. So you can't just have a bunch of stuff stored in there like a bunch of score streaks. Nuh-uh. You can only have one. And
Really? Wow.
yeah, they changed it up a lot. We
Nice.
this past Thursday, we went in won 2 games, so we still got it. If you
Yeah.
see us on there, stay out of the way. You might get disappointed. But yeah, and then November,
What
happy
you got,
November,
man?
everybody. We're still sitting in it. I feel like November was really quiet. We got things such as Metro Awakening. We got a Dragon Quest III remaster for those of y'all that are still, big fans of Akira Toriyama's Dragon Quest universe. May the GOAT rest in peace.
Rest in
Microsoft
peace.
Flight Simulator, of course, 2024. They always update their flight simulators. For those of y'all that want to be pilots out there, just keep on. You can do crazy things in there, follow your dreams. But other than that, the 20th of November, I think, is when Stalker 2, Heart of
What's that?
Chernobyl, comes out.
Fuck it.
So for those of y'all that are my survivor horror dystopian world fans, so Stalker 2 is kind of
I
that
mean,
gameplay. It's not as what I would like to say open and interactive as you guys that are fans of the Fallout series think of your dystopian futures, post-apocalyptic. But Stalker 2 has its gems, and I feel like it takes place kind of in the aftermath of the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown in that area of Russia. For those of you that like the survivor kind of game, I feel like you guys should hop into it. It's really dystopian, really dark. So hey,
Is it going to be on console, PC?
yeah,
What's
it's going to
up?
release on PC and Xbox Series S, X, S and X. So, oh no, only X. They're starting to wave out
Oh.
this. No.
Are we moving away from the models now? Are we getting
I don't
ready for
know.
just pros?
Maybe they'll get it later. They just
Just
dropped a
pro
new
models
update.
only?
They dropped up a new Black S that can hang with the rest of with the X. So maybe buy that one. You
Maybe.
might get better because you can still buy the game.
I'm telling you, these games are about to start doing shit. They're about to start. Oh, this game, it could work on PlayStation 5 or Xbox S, but it's best you get it on pro models. I'm telling you, they're about to start doing that. But that's another conversation.
Let's see if they dropped our nominees.
Did they? Did they yet?
Ooh, as of
Uh-oh.
7 hours ago, Game
7 hours
Awards
ago.
allowing DLC Game of the Year nominations is controversy. So, if they allow that means that Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree can stand as its
It
own
has it in the
game.
bag. You might as well announce them as winner now.
Yeah, because
Seriously.
Because right now the front runners are Astrobot. Astrobot. Metaphor for yep, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Silent
No
Hills
one played
2
it.
Remastered. Dragon Age:
Eh.
The Veilguard.
Oh.
Yep. Right. Oh, now this
Ooh.
thing is oh, Legend of Zelda. And then upcoming,
Ooh.
they're picturing Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl. But if they allow DLCs to be put into the nominees, you can then expect Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree, which at that point might.
It might go, but I feel like it's not gonna get it. It's
Yeah.
not gonna get it. It's not gonna get it. They probably gonna give it to like Silent Hill or Dragon Age. That's me personally. That's who I would give it to. But hey, good for them. Good for them.
I need to download that Silent Hill and give it a play. Because I've never
Yeah.
played any of the Silent Hills. There's a few things I needed.
It's cool. It's cool. It's a very intricate series. Dark. Obviously eerie. It's not more, it's, I mean, there's moments where it's like ah, but like it's more of like the atmosphere and the eeriness of it all is what makes it like, oh, this is like, and then the story is just fucked up, like, you know, saying depending on what game you hop into, the story is fucked up. But to me personally, Silent Hill 2 has the most fucked up story of it all. To me, you just really have to go into it and really pay attention to the story and what everything's about. I
Gotta
can't
give it
wait
a.
for them to drop this new Silent Hill, because I think Silent Hill is going the Resident Evil route of like remaking their games, and they're doing a whole revamp too. They're redoing what we know of Silent Hill now, and redoing it and dropping a game next year, I'm pretty sure. What games are coming out in December? Is there anything coming out in December or?
Yeah. There was let's see here.
That's bold.
Not a lot of big names. I feel like because a lot of games that come out in December don't get to make the nominees, so a
I
lot of
mean,
people
yeah,
don't
but
release
it's
their big game.
bold.
Because
Like,
I
it's
remember
bold.
we were supposed to be getting an Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah. But why'd they push it back again?
I'm not seeing it on here anymore.
I'm pretty sure they pushed it back. But I mean, that's kind of bold of you to drop a game in December. Like, you have to, like, it's like dropping a movie in December. Like, especially dropping a movie on Christmas. Like, that's bold. That's bold. Like,
Marvel Rivals and that Indiana Jones game.
oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's about to be heat. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Indiana Jones. I'm talking about I have Overwatch. I have the game, but I've never I played it once a lot. I almost said I never played it. I played it once. It's all right. I'm not bashing Overwatch players. I get why y'all love it, but I will be there day one on Marvel Rivals.
And then
I will be there.
Alien Rogue Incursion, which is a VR game that's going to come out on
Boo.
P5 and PC.
That might be good though. Nah, that might be kind of good.
Yeah.
If it's anything like Alien Isolation, then I'll be there. I'll play it.
I think I'm going to go for that Marvel Rivals, though. If I
Oh
get a
yeah, I'm
game in
getting it.
December.
I think the game is free. It's kind of, but it's microtransactions, I think. I'll be there. Day one.
We'll
I'll be
see.
there.
But hey. If there's any games that you guys want us to play or any topics that you guys want us to talk about, remember, here on the Gaming Issue, we cover everything.
That's
So
right.
let us know because we got a lot of games to look forward to. And by the time that we cover our next episode, there's going to be some things that we're going to play. There's going to be some things that we're going to try. So, of course, as always, let us know in the comments, whether it be on our long form podcast or on the shorts that we release, what you guys want to see, what you guys want to talk about. I don't care if you guys just want to get in there and argue with us, because we'll argue
I don't
back.
care.
We'll
Yeah.
argue back.
I have
Because
nothing but time.
we talk back.
Nothing but
So,
time.
hey, as always, my name is Tay. And of
We're
course,
not
I'm.
done. We're not done here. We're doing a holiday giveaway. So
Oh, yeah.
be sure you check us on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? We posted it on Instagram and on all of our other platforms. And hey, we're doing a giveaway with any new free game that you want of your choice, you know what I'm saying, of this year. That could be across, it could be literally any game that we just listed this year.
Any
You know,
game.
so Black Ops 6, Black Myth Wukong, whatever game. It could, you can, if you want Star Wars Outlaws,
We'll get it for you, so you don't have to spend your own money. So you don't have to spend your own money. If you want to try Cyberpunk 2077 now, because I know a lot of people that never went back to Cyberpunk. If you want to play what it is now, hit us up. Do the giveaway. Follow the instructions to the T. Because I'm the type of person to be like, ah, he didn't do this one thing. He didn't do this one half a thing. And now you're completely out of the boat.
If you want
So,
to play Suicide Squad, Killer Justice League,
any
this
of
is your chance to win.
matter of fact, we'll just give you a bad game bundle. And if you want to go through and play all the bad games that came out this year and then tell us which one is your favorite bad game, we might even pay you to do it. Like, hey, do it. Like, so come in, check us out. Remember, we are located on Instagram at Village, that is VILLEAGE Esports. And then you can find us also on TikTok, same name. You can find our website at villagegaming.com, where you can go ahead, sign up, subscribe, and knock out everything you got to do for this giveaway. And then
It's
right here on
easy.
YouTube,
It's
we are
easy.
at
I
Village
promise you.
ENE. Matter of
It's
fact,
easy.
we are so big now, there used to be a time when you couldn't Google us or put us in YouTube. If you put in Village or Village ENE, it sent you somewhere else that wasn't even us. That
You need
time
to
has
find us
passed.
like
You
that.
put us in the search bar. You are getting all of our content. You are getting all of our socials. You are getting all of our locations. And we just released our merchandise. So now
Yes.
there is Village official merchandise. If you are a big fan of Village, if you like what we do, go ahead and put on that merchandise. Like I said, we are at all your big conventions. We just came
Yeah.
from AfroTech. We got tickets to DreamCon. We are everywhere. This is Village. So,
And
hey,
soon to be everywhere.
soon to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Stay tuned. Lock in. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. Like, subscribe, and leave a
Leave a
comment.
comment.
All right. You all take it easy. I'm Tay. This is Loss. Have a good day.
Peace out.